Yo, what's up? Yeah, it's me, baby. Happy Friday, y'all. I'll be happy Friday. This is the AJ Halfcast. And I am AJ, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody said to me earlier, like, yeah, it's Friday. Because usually I'm the one that be like, yo, happy Friday. Yo, we made it through another one. And yo, I was like, yo, I didn't even say happy. This is not a happy Friday. I am exhausted. Like, I really have to, this weekend, definitely Saturday, if not Sunday, I'm gonna do a show. I'm gonna record, but I'm only gonna limit myself to three things for the whole day for Saturday and Sunday. I'm gonna limit myself to three things, and that's it. Now I mean, and pay close attention to getting rest. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I gotta that's one thing we gotta do. Like, we gotta stop the rest. It's busy, it's a hectic life. Nah, man, because, it's a hectic life. You gotta be on the grind. You gotta get up and go sometimes. You gotta do shit on the fly. Nah, babe, but, nah, my rest is important. And I've been kinda like, burning the candle at both ends. That's no bueno. Since I'm speaking Spanish, I'll take a shot. Salud. I know no bueno and salud, but when that lady asked me how many buffalo wings I wanted in the spot like a couple hours ago, I could not answer her to save my life. Oh, the wings are good. What I usually get from this spot is they do like a homemade cheeseburger. It's really like a homemade cheeseburger, and they don't drown it out with added shit. It's the official lettuce. Know what I mean? Like a little bit of mayo. Know what I mean? They might throw an onion on there and a little bit of ketchup. They don't drown your shit. So when you go to pick it up, everything in the middle falls out. Know what I mean? Like on a fresh roll. Know what I mean? And it's very homely. It feels like home, God damn it. Know what I mean? But this time I got the buffalo wings. Barbecue. And they're good. I only ate like two or three. I mean, but they're good. I mean, I'm gonna kill the rest later. Yeah, you know that's gonna happen, baby, big boy over here. But no. But what they did, what I did. Most people like their buffalo wings when they get them barbecue. They like them drenched in barbecue sauce. But I don't like, it's a little bit too messy for me. I mean, like, that's the only thing. And the sauce is slapping. The sauce is slapping. It's just that, yo, you can, like, it's excessive. The amount of sauce is excessive. I mean, like, if that's the case, I'd rather get just plain wings and you put the barbecue sauce on the side and I could dip it. If it, yeah, they drowned them. Ooh. They're good though. I'm definitely going to eat them because they're good and they're done. And they're like, it's those wings that they got the sauce on them, but they still like, they still got some crunch. Yeah. Get this shit started off right. I mean, Because I tell y'all every night this is therapy. I'm usually pretty even keel when it comes to admitting when I fuck something up. Like, because I'm grown and I should just, like, if I fuck something up, I should man up and just say it. Lying or just like not addressing it. That's like, I'm not scared. So what are you doing? You should just like get it off your chest, and whatever happens, wherever the chips may fall, it is what it is. But yo, I forgot two important things. And like, damn. And I forgot to reach out to my baby mama, and we keep in contact. We keep in like, and really, we really keep in contact. I was supposed to do something, and I swear I completely forgot, yo. And she hit me like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, what's up? Did you do that? And I'm like, yo, did I? That's, yeah, it's one of them type of shits. So I'm like, yo, did I? I'm working on myself. I'm not perfect. I'll be better tomorrow, but I fucked up today. I'll be better tomorrow, but I fucked up today, and I just had to like come clean and just, like, damn. I'm like, yo, I hope she don't be mad. I hope she don't. And that's selfish, yo. And I always say this, that's selfish thinking, is that you're holding your tongue because you're afraid of the response you're gonna get. Like, you should be able to say what you want because the person's response is on them. Just like what you say is on you. And I just came clean, was like, yo, I fucked up and this, that, and the third. I thought I did this, but I did, and you know, I completely forgot, yo, and it's my fault. My bad. I didn't get a response yet. But I feel better. I feel like I got something out the way. That had to be addressed. Instead of just being like, oh man, damn, I really don't feel like arguing. Which I don't know if it would have necessarily ended up in an argument because it don't really go down like that all the time. But it's just about just like own up to your shit. Get it off your chest. So I got some stories. Yeah, look at me being mature. Yeah, let's take a shot. Yo, I don't care. It's Friday. I'll get toe up on this motherfucker and just do all the stories and then just motherfucking like and then just go off for another 30, 40 minutes. Temptations, Four Tops, all that shit. Shit. When I had a couple drinks, now when I'm an alcoholic. God damn, yo, how can a dog the size of my boot bark so loud that I can hear it from two apartments down? Is it something about acoustics? Is the dog singing from her belly? The dog got pipes? Little ass dog got pipes about the size of my motherfucking forearm. Lifting every voice and singing? Shit. Let's see what we got here. God damn. Motherfucking dog. This shit reminds me of Baxter on Anchorman. I mean, maybe smaller. Yo, this shit is crazy. 10-year sentence for inmate who stashed loaded gun in her body cavity. Yo, I want to know, first off, I want to know how big was the gun? I mean, like, how big was the gun? Yeah, and was it, what did she fire it before she stuffed it? Was it still smoking? I mean, I'm a little that's wild. That's fucking wild. Okay, a Missouri inmate reportedly accused of stashing a small handgun in her person will do hard time. Okay. Amy Wilhite pleaded guilty to smuggling a 22 pistol. Oh, it's a 22. Hey, that's, them shits ain't really all that fucking, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, babies come out of vaginas. So, like, but it's rigid. And, like, I'm assuming it would be very uncomfortable. I'm assuming it would be very uncomfortable because it's rigid. But otherwise, the like something as small as this, it's not like she had a shotgun up. Now that would be a fucking story. She smuggled a 22 pistol in the Boone County jail via her vagina on Valentine's Day. Oh, shit. She was sentenced to a decade behind bars. Damn. I don't know how there was something going around a while ago about a girl had a hand in robbing a bank, and when she got caught, I mean she got caught, and while she was doing her time, she was walking around with with like a bag with a wad of money, with a wad of cash in it. That shit kind of get uncomfortable after a while, having foreign objects just, or even having natural objects just jammed in you for hours at, for like hours at a time. I don't know. Just sounds strange. You know what I mean? But yo, she got that pistol in there, and for that, she's a fucking rider. Mugshots. Oh shit. Mugshots. I've seen better. Show me the gun. She was sentenced to a decade behind bars. I mean, Amy Wilhite. Wilhite is said to have sneaked the gun through a pat down and switch. Yeah, because I know they not. You don't expect to get a cavity search because you've been searched so many times before you get to the county. Nah, man, you've been searched so many times. You get searched by the arresting officer. Yep. Then when they book you, I think they search you. You know what I mean? Then when they taking you out the precinct, they might search you again. Then when you hit the motherfucking, then when you hit the county, they search you. You get searched like three, four times before you even motherfucking, like, before you, so by the time all this happens, like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Guards did not discover the contraband. They call it contraband. You know, I always think of contraband as fucking like cigarettes and shit. Not, well, contraband is anything you're not supposed to have while you incarcerated, until 17 days later when it reportedly turned up wrapped in plastic among the 39-year-old's other possessions. Oh, she got that gun in there. She, yo, I and I think she would, yo. If you'll do something like that, you'll clap somebody if they fuck with you in jail. I mean, like, and turn that 10 years into a nightmare. Turn that 10 years into 25. An early report said the defendant was believed to have smuggled the gun past guards in a body cavity. Gee, you think? Good job, guys. Wilhite removed the firearm from her body and concealed it within her personal belongings. Okay. Now, Barry. Oh, she did time before. She was snatched up for drug and weapons. This girl is a G. You know what I mean? The convict claimed to have been holding a firearm for someone else. It measures 4. Oh, yo. It measures 4 inches in length and weighs 4.6 ounces. You people are fucking disgusting. You wanted to give it the length. You wanted to give it the girth, the length and the girth. You see, like, oh my God, yo. That's a hell of a fucking story. Man, like, yo, if she would have clapped somebody, yeah, she looked like she done did a little bit of time before. God damn, baby. But mugshots, you know what I mean? Like, yo, her motherfucking, she had blonde hair and it was touched up pretty nice. So at least she took care of herself because she knew one day she would be going to jail and she would have to take a motherfucking picture. She would have to take a mugshot. Respect the goddamn mugshot. I mean, delete this. What we got next? Yeah, this is fucked up. Yeah, I got a fucked up one. Man, like, Philly Museum kept the bones of a black child killed in a police bombing. Decades later, it's apologizing. Come on, man. So, before I get into this, I want to say the worst thing for a parent to do is to never have no closure of what happened to their child. I mean, and yeah, like for something horrific to happen and not even be able to find out, like, if your child is still alive or if whatever happened, not to have any, like, no type of closure, man. Like, yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen. I mean, like, some things happen and people just, like, they get the rubble and it's all fucked up and it can't be found. But to find out that a museum is holding the bones of your child that you never found out what actually happened for all this time is fucking disgusting. I mean, and the people who did it before are not in the same seats or in the are not in the same seats as the people are now. Now, I mean, it was a different time, but, like, wow. Okay. For decades, the bones sat discreetly in a cardboard box in a Philadelphia museum. The fragment of remains of a police bombing that had rocked the city more than 30 years. God damn. I think this was like, yeah, I think I remember hearing. When this happened, I was only, what? I was just a baby, you know what I mean? But I think I heard something pertaining to this. The city's medical examiner had been unable to identify the pelvic and femur bones, burned beyond recognition. So city officials turned to Alan Mann, a forensic anthropologist from University of Pennsylvania, to confirm they belonged to Katrisha Tree, Africa, a 14-year-old killed in a bombing. Man says he was never able to do so, rather than returning the bones to her family. The university acknowledged this week that they were shelved away, scuttled between academics, and used in videos for an online college course. The disrespect. The fucking disrespect. Damn, you're just using somebody's fucking bones. Using somebody's child's bones as a fucking science project. You know what I mean? Like, the nerve. What the fuck? Where do we get off when we think doing shit like this is okay? I mean, that revelation first brought to light this month. I mean, has reopened the long-standing wounds in Philadelphia, adding painful coda to one of the most notorious episodes in the city's history, a violent night in 1985 when police bombed the Black Radical Move, brought the Black Radical, the, oh God, hold on. The Black Radical Group Move, raising a middle-class Black neighborhood to the ground. Standoff in Philadelphia ended with zero fatalities. That wasn't the case in 1985. Oh man, yo. Mike Africa Jr., an activist and second-generation MOVE member, said that that more needed to be done following the egregious saga. Wow, how would you like? You can't identify the bones, so fuck it. We're gonna send them to a university and use them for studies. Like, I don't know. Wouldn't it want to be like, I don't think DNA evidence, I don't think DNA evidence was, God, yo, I don't know, man. That is a wild story. I know that's, it's just highly unethical and highly like, just, it's just fucking like not a care in the world for humanity. I mean, like, don't you know somebody is out there looking for this person? I mean, like, somebody's out there looking for this person because they never knew. Once somebody never came home, and then you got somebody that loves them very much, never knows, lives this whole time without never knowing what happened. Get this bullshit off my page. Don't delete that shit, man. Oh yeah, because this is all these motherfuckers do, bro. Yo, this all, I'm really convinced. Yo, I swear I'm convinced this is really all these fucking, all these politicians do. I was talking about this last night, that motherfuckers just be paying for like sex. They just pay for sex. Yo, that's all they do, yo. They pay for sex. They argue over fucking laws. I mean, like, yo, it must be a wonderful life. I mean, it really must be a wonderful life, yo. What? So let's okay. So what do? They argue about the budget. They go on vacation for like fucking what? For like 2 weeks, while we try to figure out like, if we're gonna like, what the fuck is gonna happen? Like they leave a whole country, they leave a whole country on standstill while they go on vacation and fucking party with hookers on their wives and possibly husbands. Because if the fucking men are doing it, I'm not going to put it past the women either. I'm not saying it's all of them. I'm just saying if we shot them up with truth serum and said everybody who parties with hookers and cheats on their spouse, raise your hands. I'm pretty sure the percentage that kept their hands down would be very, very, very low. They're fucking people. Idaho Rep. Aaron Von Ellinger resigns amid allegations of sexual misconduct. So he tapped out before the shit even went to, like, yeah, he tapped out like, I don't want no part of this. You want some of this too, old man? Ew. Republican Idaho State Rep. Aaron Von Ellinger resigned Thursday afternoon, hours after the state's House Ethics Committee had unanimously recommended he be censured and stripped of the powers of his office without pay. Yeah, that's right. Because we're going to strip you, we're going to kick you out of office because you're the one that got caught jumping the turnstile. We were all doing it. You were the only one that was stupid enough to get caught. So yeah, we gotta get rid of the fucking weak link so we can continue doing these type of fun things. Oh shit. He was accused of pursuing inappropriate relationships with women who worked in the state capitol. See, you don't, man, like, yo, you can't fuck with the girls you that in your job, man. You work there, homeboy. Like, yo, say even if you start smashing her, one thing wrong happens, you know what I mean? And the shit is gonna spill out, and no matter who fucking did what, your ass is gonna be on the line. Because you're the fucking representative. With a 19-year-old intern in March, that intern filed a police report accusing Von Elliger of rape. And if you look at him, you can tell why she was probably like, ew, no. Yo, don't get it confused, man. Like, yo, not all girls think that motherfucking, like, yeah, you can't entice, I'm not gonna say all girls, but everybody doesn't care about like your title. You know what I mean? Everybody doesn't care. Like some people that just don't like you, they just don't want to fuck you because they're not into you. Hey, fair enough. Nah, man. Like, yo, you tripping that? And she's an intern. She's probably the only smart one of the two that's thinking about her career. Like, yo, if I get caught fucking with this dude, I'm done. Know what I mean? As an intern, like, I'm just getting started. He's been in this shit for years. Know what I mean? Like, they'll fucking keep him and get rid of me. Know what I mean? So she's, yo, very smart. As an intern, the first thing you do is you tell somebody, like, yo, this one, yo, he touched my butt. He coming, he making advances at me. After careful deliberation and prayer, I had determined that I'm not going to read the fucking statement that he's getting the fuck out of here. Get the fuck. You don't get a chance. Not on this show, baby. Not on this show. You don't get a chance to fucking apologize and look sorry and walk off into the sunset. No, but you don't fuck that. The hearing against Von Ellinger had begun with the allegations of the intern, who was referred to in the proceedings as Jane Doe. That's good. Protect your name, baby. You'll keep your job. Know what I mean? For yeah, you'll keep your job until you find someone who was cool with him. That yeah, it's really some fucking that whole arena is just fucking like they're all fucking each other or they're all fucking each other over. It's just, that's the whole fucking arena right there in a nutshell. I mean, like with the allegations of the intern for, yeah, she testified privately to the committee that the legislator had not gotten her consent for sex. So what did he do? Did he actually, with women who worked in the state capitol, including, oh, cause I'm skimming, know what I mean? Like, yo. Yeah, he was supposedly had raped her. I thought he was just like groping on her and like trying to like yo, let's do it. Damn. Bruh, know what I mean? And said it was, oh, he tried to lie and said it was consensual. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Cut that bullshit out. Know what I mean? 'Cause if it was consensual, I'm pretty sure that if it was consensual, then let's play devil's advocate. Yeah. If the sex was really consensual, then for this to happen, that would mean that the girl asked you for fucking like something in return. She would be like, yo, well, either give me yeah, I want money. I want money, or I want a recommendation to move to an office where I could be fast tracked. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, she would be thinking about women are smart. They'll think about the career. They'll take the money, but somebody in that position would probably be like, "Oh well, yeah, well, I want to be recommended to work like right under the governor or something like something real motherfucking like yeah, to put me on a fast track to like get me out there and maybe one day I can run for fucking some type of office." Women are smart like that. They can use sex to come up. I mean, they can use sex to get a nigga to build a house, but men can't barely use sex to get a woman to make a fucking sandwich. Yo, the fucking slope. Yo, the fucking slope is so fucking like it's at a disadvantage. Let's just say it's at a disadvantage, yo. And for that, yo, I'll take a sip. I'll take a sip for that shit. Hey, man. Like, God damn. On times. Salute. Movie going. Damn. Yo, she did the right thing, though. Honestly, she did the right thing. She fucking, she went and she fucking, like, before anything came out of this. Yo, you don't have to be a fucking genius to understand that these politicians are so sloppy that they getting caught left and right in all these fucking scandals. Know what I mean? Like, yo, the show last night, homeboy Wingman told on him. Know what I mean? Like, yo, he told on him to like take a little bit of take just a fraction of the heat off his ass. Know what I mean? Like, so if you're working around him and you in the office and you're trying to upcome and get into politics, I just can't say it enough. It's a very smart move. Know what I mean? Like, not scared of losing your position, nothing. Know what I mean? Just like, yo, I'm gonna put this out there. Man, because yo, I'd rather like, yeah. I mean, what they gonna do? Fuck. If anybody try to bury this shit, I'm going straight to the news. And then they gonna buy my story. And then after that, you won't be able to get rid of me. Yeah, you see how these politicians are getting caught left and right. Yo, all they do is just fucking like you don't see shit getting too much better. But they do, they argue, they fucking argue, they talk shit to each other in front of the public. Know what I mean? And then they all go out together and fucking bang hookers. Know what I mean? Like, oh, that's what they do. And then after that, they take like fucking like a vacation while the whole country figures out like if we're going to war or what the fuck is going to happen. Is the budget, is the government going to shut down? Know what I mean? Are we going to do this? Know what I mean? It's like they're a fucking reality show in their self. Ooh, what's going to happen next? We'll find out in 2 weeks when Congress comes back from their vacation. Stay tuned. Like, yeah, they're putting on a fucking show. You know what I mean? They would be like, what was it? They'd be like, yo, Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, or Hulk Hogan and whoever else he's fighting at the time. They were beefing with, the story would be, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, I'm gonna kill you with whatever, and I'm gonna wreck you, I'm gonna beat you. And on the camera, they would hate each other. But as soon as that camera was off, they'd go and go out to dinner and drinks and party and bring their wives and have fun. And like, yeah, this is the same fucking thing. I mean, like, yo, have to, yo, you don't understand that if you want to talk to it, if you want to talk about a Republican and Democrat point of, like from that standpoint, when you step back and look back, like, yo, most of these people went to the same school and they share the same ideologies the shit just branch off a little bit. Some of these fucking people in office went to school together. Know what I mean? Like, and was in the same class. They're just on different sides of the fucking floor. Know what I mean? Yo, I'm telling you, yo, some of these people, like, yeah, so you can't really take too much for what they say. Like, and I'm getting off topic. I mean, the topic was these motherfuckers out here fucking these hookers. I mean, they're having sex. They're just trying to fuck everything. Yo, what is it, a lonely life to be a politician? That you just, when you finally get in office, you just gotta like, I gotta just, you wanna spray everything up? Or is it like a power trip that you think that, yeah, I'm a senator, you should fuck me, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm in office, you should like, you should be begging to, you know what I mean? Is it that type of, I don't know, what type of psychology is that shit? You know what I mean? Like, oh God. All right. That subject just fascinates me. But no, I did not want to do this story. I deleted this story, so I will not do this story. Maybe I will. I mean, maybe I will. Fuck it, let's go. Scientists determine origins of meteorite that traveled 23 million miles to hit Earth. And just from me carousing over these years, is that there's a it's a widespread theory that the materials to create life came from asteroids that hit Earth. We were getting pelted. Back in the day, we were getting pelted. I mean, and we still get like, we were getting pelted, but they say the moon takes shots for us sometimes. And Jupiter and Saturn, they kind of like, we're kind of, we're it's weird because it's like something like we're kind of like sort of shielded by the like the outer planets. But shit can still come in. But the amount of shit that could come in if those planets weren't there, or if the moon wasn't there, would be far more, it would be just a far more amount of things coming in at us if those planets weren't there to take some of the shit. I mean, but once upon a time, a small asteroid broke off its parent space rock and smashed into Earth 23 million years ago. I would love to know what a small asteroid is as opposed to its parent space rock. Let's find out. Let's see if we can find out. What the fuck is small? I mean, like, the asteroid labeled 2018 LA shot across the sky fireball style before landing in the Central Kalahari Game Reserve in Botswana on June 2018. This happened not too long ago. Traveling at 38,000 miles per hour, it shattered into 23 meteorites several miles above the Earth's surface, NASA said at the time. What happens when that, like, and it depends on what the asteroid is composed of. I mean, like, if it broke off like that, then it's probably something that's not like that dangerous, and it'll burn up in our atmosphere. But if it's something heavy like iron or some shit that's like, yeah, it's if it's a heavy, like, I mean, even if it breaks off, it'll fucking like crash through somebody's roof. Which has happened like on multiple times. Like, I mean, like, let's see it. Oh, they got the YouTube video for the shit. I'll share the YouTube video, but I'm not gonna play that shit off. They named the first piece they found a shard of 0.6 ounces. What was it made of? Like, what was that 0.6 ounces made of? That 0.6, that 0.6 ounces were probably made of the only thing that meteorite composed of that wouldn't burn. Like, yeah. Mahuitzwa, yep, that's the first time I'm gonna try to pronounce his name, and that's the last time. Like, yeah. What did he say? The senior curator, the meteorite is a national treasure of Botswana. It looks like a turd. Jesus Christ. Actually, it looks like a big ass seed at 0.06, at 0.6 ounces. Like, it's a sixth of an ounce. It's small, but they found it. Scientists have been seeking to learn the meteorite's origins, and now they have located a source. It broke off of Vesta, the second largest asteroid in our solar system. According to before it even hit the speeding space rock at about what? Before it even hit the speeding space rock at about 6 feet across, the size of a boulder, had been sighted in the Catalina sky at the University of Arizona, as faint as a faint point of light moving among the stars. The researcher's statement said, "Catalina scans the skies for such Earth crossing." Okay. I want to know how big was the shit that it broke off from. Like, I want to see how big that monster was. Small meter size asteroids are no danger to us, but they hone our skills. And yeah, they're no danger. They burn up before they even fucking hit the ground. It's a fun fact. Hey, I gotta throw you a bone every once in a while. It can't be all doom and gloom, right? Doom and gloom and putting guns up the pussy. Yo, the half cast is supposed to be fun. Like, shit, the whole shit is supposed to be fun. Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. But damn, I would have loved to know what the fuck is the size of that shit. Hold up, man. What's the name of the fucking asteroid that? No, I'm not gonna delete this shit. Because, yeah, I wanna find out what, I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole and find out how big is that fucking asteroid that that shit broke off from. Like, yeah. I like science. I always like science. I've always been a science geek. Fuck did I do? Oh, I pasted the fucking link to my fucking God damn, that dog's still barking. Yo, I know some very I don't know, maybe the people that gave me the Chinese food that made my fucking chest close up are part of the fucking group that feeds people dogs that bark like that. All right, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Holy shit, yo. That fucking dog got pipes like Whitney Houston. But, like, smaller. Like, the dog is like the fucking size of a fucking, like, of a folded up bath towel. Yo. It's about twice the size of a washcloth. How the fuck is it barking like that? Like, how am I able to hear this two doors down? Like, it is more than just two apartments down, because the space between the apartments are fucking like spaced out. Like, Jesus. Walk your dog, lady. That's my neighbor. I bang her too, but fuck that dog. The ignorance, yes. What did you expect? Take me a motherfucking sip. Get right on the show. How am I doing on time? 40, 45 minutes? Yeah. Yo, oh my God. Yo, this is what, all right, next major war will be very different. U.S. Defense Secretary. I mean, yo, and this shit disturbs me. This shit disturbs me right here because they're like, next major war will be very different. And you don't say it like if we got into another war. You say it like the shit is on schedule already. Now I mean, like that shit is fucking wild. Yeah. The tone like says that like it's already fucking like it's already underway. We already got it planned. We already know who we going up against. Like that's what it really gives the tone. But let's find out. You know what I mean? The United States needs to prepare for potential future conflict bearing little re resemblance to the old wars that have long consumed the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was set to say on Friday in his first significant policy speech. Yeah, because he's on. Yeah, they already know who they got in their fucking sights all fucking ready. We become a country of fucking warmongers. If we're not at fucking war, then like, yeah, we just have to be at fucking war. Like, when did this become a thing? I mean, like, when did this become a thing? Like that we just have to be somewhere out fighting, like all the time, all the fucking time. And as far as wars go, I'm fairly young, but I remember Operation Desert Storm. Then what was it after that? I gotta look at that shit because yo, it seems like since I've been a child, we've always been in some type of hostility or some type of fucking war with another country, mainly the Middle East. You know what I mean? And I think the Cold War was before my time. It was before my time all the way up until I was a young boy. You know what I mean? But then again, like, who knows? The Cold War is still probably fucking on. Who knows any fucking thing? Because these people stay and fucking stay. There will be wars and rumors of wars. No, a young girl asked me when I was working at Family Dollar. She was like, Avery, do you think we're gonna go to World War III? And I was like, yo, World War III, how do you know that we haven't had like World War V, World War VI? You know what I mean? Because if warfare would be to get your opponent to admit defeat. And terms, yeah, and agree to terms. You know what I mean? We agree to terms. You agree to terms that we rotate these borders. They have done this, and I know if they have done, they've done this. We move these borders. You know what I mean? We change this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? And you'll stay where you at. Everybody stays in their positions, but. Yeah, you listen to us now. Know what I mean? It's a turnkey system. Know what I mean? You don't let people know that you lost the war. You don't let people know that you lost the war, and they just keep on working and producing, and they don't panic, and everything just goes on the way it is. Hey, you can say you won. I don't give a fuck. Know what I mean? As long as you know that, yeah, you think wars don't happen like that? Know what I mean? Yeah, but except for you export this to this country, now I mean, fuck them. You're gonna send this to us, and then you send this to one or whoever. Like they divvy it up. It's not fucking like, oh yeah, it is a new way of war. Now I mean, like yeah, it's not always bombs and bullets. Now I mean, it's not always bombs and bullets. It's fucking like, you're sitting at a table. With you're sitting at a table with the fucking enemy and you're negotiating how like it's a fucking chess match, man. Man, you're fucking negotiating for the fucking that you're citizens of your country. Don't get fucking fucked up. Like, how do you know we haven't fought all these types of wars that's similar to the ones I just described? So yeah, it's we might shit, we might be on World War fucking seven. Like, who knows? I mean, they just don't. The mistake was for them at the time was that they let it be known. I mean, they could have did the shit behind closed doors. I mean, shit, I could put my president, I could put my prime minister in front of your prime minister, I could put my president in front of your president, and we could just fucking describe how we could fuck each other up. I mean, and we just play chess, like, yo, well, I got this many troops. You know what I mean? I'm ready to knock this. I'm ready to do this. You know what I mean? And what you got? Yeah, I know you don't have the resources. You know what I mean? And just fucking, and just have a fucking like, yeah. How do you know we don't do that? Until somebody be like, okay, well, you got me. You sunk my battleship. You know what I mean? But yo, it sounds crazy, but it's not that crazy. You know what I mean? Like, wars are negotiated behind closed doors. That does not sound crazy at all. You know what I mean? Like, wow. Okay, moving on. Oh, they put the black dude on the podium. Shit, I got more. I did more out of that story than the story did out of that fucking story. I go fucking hard, right? You know, Austin, according to advanced excerpts off the speech, was the call for harnessing technological advances and better integrating military operations globally to understand faster, decide faster, and act faster. Critics say withdrawing from Afghanistan will not end that country's internal conflict. Yeah, because they've been fighting amongst themselves for fucking like 1,000 years. I mean, like, what the fuck? Like, why are we over there? Let's get the fuck out of there. Get out of there. We bring our folks home. We build up our fuck. We build back our workforce. We fucking bring some new companies over. Like, yo, let's think about us for a change, huh? Think about America for a change. You over there growing heroin and fucking growing heroin and still and scheming on oil. I mean, Austin acknowledges that growing poppy seeds, not heroin, just pop, just a poppy. Most of the past 2 decades of executing the last of the old wars. Yeah, 2 decades. Learning lessons he will not forget. Yeah, yo. So when the shit goes wrong, they're gonna put him back on that same podium with the same mask. They're gonna hold the mask and be like, yo, didn't you say that we was gonna do things better this time? Why this shit still fucked up? And he just gonna be a straight motherfucking patsy. He gonna have to answer all the questions. We can't predict the future, so what we need is the right mix of technology, operational concepts, and capabilities. I do agree with that. All woven together in a network way that is so credible, flexible, and formidable that it will give any adversary pause. Like, yo, but it just sounds like they're prepping you for the next fucking war. Like, aren't we tired of this shit? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it on the news. Now, I mean, I'm tired of like seeing motherfuckers like I'm tired of seeing like people go over there and come back to their fucking kids with a fucking leg missing. I mean, like, and then on top of that, after they gave that type of fucking sacrifice, I mean, after they gave that type of sacrifice to go over there. For a cause, you know what I mean? For a cause. They went over there for a cause. You know what I mean? They come back with a limb missing. You know what I mean? To their children. You know what I mean? To their young children. And it's just like, it's just fucked up, man. You know what I mean? It's just fucked up. Like, yo, we could just bring these motherfuckers up out of there, man. Like, yo, as soon as you pull, you think you're stabilizing the shit, then as soon as you pull the troops out, they're gonna start fighting amongst each other again because that's what they do. I mean, they've been doing it before. They've been doing it before America was fucking America. Like, what the fuck we gonna do? Come on. Oh God, yo, let's get this shit off my fucking page, man. Holy shit. What do we get these motherfuckers about it? It's a, they and they talk about, yeah, yo, I don't like the way that it just it the tone is that that we're already looking ahead to the next war. Like, really? I really believe that if we just said, like, yo, you know what? Yo, fuck y'all, we out. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do. And they really understood that we was just going to focus on ourselves and leave them the fuck alone and stay out of their affairs unless it has something to do with fucking with us, that they would just be like, yo, they would just be like, okay, like, yeah, okay. Of course, there's always going to be that one knucklehead on the way out that's going to fire a bullet, like, yeah, you better run. It's always going to be that one asshole, you know what I mean, when we on our way out, that's going to fire a shot anyway. Like, yeah, you better run. You know what I mean? Yo, this motherfucker's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't care how good a fighter you are. You can't beat everybody. Shit, Tyson couldn't beat everybody, and he was devastated. He was a natural disaster. I mean, and still, you can't beat everybody. I mean, they said that, well, the working story is that when the Nazis were fighting, is that they wanted to spread, if they would have concentrated all their forward, if they would have concentrated all their forwards, all their forces, and kept pushing west, then it's a good chance that they would have had a very, they probably would have won the war. But when you split your fucking forces and you got them all over the place, but they wanted to move east also and fuck with Russia and like and do they split their fucking forces, and that's what kind of and they say that's a that might be like part of what kind of fucked them up. You know what I mean? Like, and that is scary. You know what I mean? Shouldn't that be a cautionary tale? War after war after war. Jesus Christ. Sit your asses down somewhere. I mean, figure out something else. Don't we have, we got a lot to figure out. Can we fucking, like, I don't know. Can we, like, grow a better fucking tomato? Hell, for real. Like, yo, can we do something? Like, we got, don't we have more? We got other stuff to do than go to war. I mean, every time. Every fucking few years, like we over here and somebody, it's an international incident. Fuck out of here. Okay. Yo, Mexico to punish revenge porn with jail terms of up to 6 years. And I don't know what's worse, is having people see the revenge porn or somebody getting fucking 6 years in a Mexican jail. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm not doing. And honestly, the revenge porn shit is like, have a little bit, be the better man, be the better fucking woman in that case, because sometimes you really shouldn't be the better man or better woman. You should just be the fucking scumbag and burn the whole shit down. But nah, and the revenge porn shit, like, if it's a judgment call, I would say it's a judgment call. Because I don't know, like, it's a judgment call. Because I would probably just be like, I don't know if I would press charges, or it would depend on what kind of porn it was. I mean, if you just seen a if it's just a fucking like if it's just like a 20-minute video of a fucking chick just straddling my face like she's riding a goddamn bull. Now, I mean, I might have to sue your ass. I might have to sue your ass. Now, I mean, but if it's a motherfucking video where you catching me in a good frame, now I mean, and I look like I'm fucking like a stallion, then I might just let that leak out. Yeah, I might have to let that one slide. Like, now, man, I might have to, yeah, like, yeah, you see, they catch my good side. They catch my good side. I mean, like, yeah, I'm stroking, man. I'm stroking. I mean, and Mexico's Congress approved legislation on Thursday to combat the publication of private sexual videos, which I think it should be illegal. Yeah, it should be. It should be illegal and punishable by the law. I mean, images or videos without the consent of those depicted with punishment of up to 6 years in prison for the crime. Shit. 6 years in a Mexican prison. Up to 6 years. Doesn't mean you're gonna do six. Still, the measures against what is often called revenge porn passed the federal lower house of Congress by a vote of 446 in favor and one against. Who was against it? Yo, how you get 446 people say yay and one person say nay? Now, man, like, is that the revenge porn guy? That's how they all go look at you. Like, yo, we should just lock him up for the revenge porn right now because he got to be in on the shit. I mean, he gotta be distributing the shit or something. I mean, like, four and one against just one. I mean, like, that's like everybody looking at you like the bell done rung, and you the one that gotta fucking answer, ask the teacher the fucking question that keep us there longer when it's time to go to fuck home. Like, dude. I mean, like, yeah. The Senate already approved the initiative, which strengthens the law to protect women against violence. Okay, yeah, as well as the penal code. It goes now to President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Jesus Christ, yo. Spanish people. Yo, did you hear what I just did right now? I was ready to read three names, but you got four. Know what I mean? Yo. I was ready. Yo, the girl from, who was this? The girl from Boardwalk Empire, like, yo, she got like six names. Six, seven names. Yeah, yo, let's see if I can find that shit right now. Let me see, man. Yo, because yo, I'll read this fucking name to you. You're gonna fucking be like, yo, but it's like, not her. Not her. Footcast. I hate looking up shit. Maybe I gotta get better at Maybe I gotta get better at multitasking. I mean, yeah, maybe I gotta get better at multitasking. You know, IMDb? Timothy Ben Allison. No, it wasn't her. I am not about to sit here and fucking, yeah, I'm not about to sit here and fucking, but yo, I swear to God, the girl had like fucking like mad names, and Spanish names, mad Spanish names. I'm like, oh my God, yup, here she go. They cut the shit. Oh, they cut the shit out. Wow. But it's Paz de la Huerta. But she got like three more motherfucking names. Like that shit was so long. I was like, yo, like, hold up. Ah, fuck that shit. I'll fucking send that shit to you on fucking Twitter. Yo. Yeah. I think it should be illegal. I always think anything, like sex, yeah, sex tapes, and you're trying to like shame women, know what I mean? And it's not consensual. Like, I don't care what country it is. That shit should be like, yeah, cut that shit the fuck out. It should be illegal. It should be highly illegal because these are the type of videos that make it out when a woman is trying to get a good job. Know what I mean? Or a woman is in a situation in a court system and or like trying to get custody of her kids. These type of videos tend to come out. I mean, like shit like that. So yeah, definitely. Like, oh shit, man. Hey, we have sex. We're sexual fucking human. We're human beings. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, fuck. What are you gonna do? Late Olympia, Olympia Law, after Olympia Corral Mello. See, I'm good with three names, man. It's that fourth one. A young Mexican woman who was battled to criminalize revenge porn after a video posted online in 2013 showed her engaged in sex. See, that's fucking, it's like, yo, like, motherfuckers is fucking pervs, man. Like, I mean, like, don't kiss and tell. Don't fucking tell. That, I'll take a shot. Yeah. And shout out to that girl that fought, that helped have her hand and fucking like, yo, ain't nobody gonna be recording me fucking and without my consent and then post it and just nothing's gonna happen. And I'm walking through my hometown and everybody looking at me like I'm some type of, like I'm some type of tramp. What's a tramp, you say? No such thing. No such thing as a fucking tramp. We were put on this earth to have sex and procreate. Just don't over-procreate. Just don't procreate to the point where your dick is gonna fall off, where your coochie is fucking got fucking like got bumps in on the inside. I mean, yeah, just don't fuck, just don't fuck until your the inside of your pussy feel like a star crunch. I mean, like, you know, like, girl, there's no such thing as a tramp. There's no such thing as a whore. I mean, there's not. There's really fucking not. I mean, it's when you get a certain age, as long as you, as long as your shit is taken care of, as long as you're good, I mean, like, you do what the fuck you want, man. Chrome. Hey, like, chrome. Just be responsible. It's like drinking. It's like drinking. I mean, like, fuck responsibly. I mean, what they tell you at the Heineken commercials, drink responsibly. Fuck responsibly. I mean, that's it. There's no such thing as a horse. I mean, and I do believe that. You know what I mean? I really do believe that. Of course, we all say the word in a joking. I say the word in a joking manner. Whatever. You know what I mean? A tramp, a skank. I mean, a scallywag. You know what I mean? A scrumpet. Yeah, I'll say the words in a joking manner, but there really there's no such fucking thing. Because if it's yours, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. Know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to the girl that really rocked that. Know what I mean? Now, when somebody recording that shit and want to show it to everybody, like they fucking made a conquest, or they trying to do it to shame you, yeah, now that's a fucking problem. Next story. Well, maybe this is the next story. I've been fucking drinking. Shit. Yeah. Oh, about to make a lot of y'all mad. Yeah, I'll take a shot on this one. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just take it. Don't have me toe up in here, man. Don't have me toe up in here. Oh, yeah. This is what I like. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed a ban on menthol cigarettes and all flavored cigars, a move that was long awaited by scores of public health groups. They might as well put a ban on do-rags too. They might as well put a bag on do-rags and fucking jerseys and NBA jerseys and fucking fitted caps. I don't know. Yo, because that shit. Yo, hold up. One more time. Let's run this back because I like this. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Let's be adults here. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed a ban on menthol cigarettes and all flavored cigars. Yeah, them honey backwoods that you'd be fucking up. Yeah, a move that was long awaited by scores of public health groups. Black folks and their vanilla Dutches. Banning menthol, the last allowable flavor in cigarettes, and banning all flavors in cigars will help save lives. No, it won't. Just banning fucking, like, it's fucking like it's so many chemicals in, like, in cigarettes that taking the flavor out of them, like, if it's like 1,000 fucking chemicals in cigarettes, if it's 1,000 carcinogenic chemicals in cigarettes, a carcinogen is anything that's cancer causing. You can still learn something on this show. But if there's 1,000, taking the menthol flavor out would only make it at 999. 999. Like, so stop. Like you're doing us a fucking favor. Know what I mean? Like, people gonna smoke. Like, I don't. That's one thing you learn. You're not gonna stop people from smoking. Know what I mean? But I guess taking the menthol out will. But then people will just get used to Marlboros. Know what I mean? Marlboros got a taste. It's not preferable, but like to most people, but they got a taste. All flavors in these cigars will help save lives, particularly among those disproportionately affected by these deadly products. Now, I mean, said acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock. I just had to put the emphasis on Woodcock. Cited research estimates that banning menthol would prevent 630,000 tobacco-related deaths over 40 years. More than a third of them among Black Americans. Yeah. I get that number. Now, I mean, but it's still not gonna stop them from smoking. Now, I mean, some people are gonna quit smoking. Some people are just gonna move on to another brand that's non-fucking menthol. That's all it is. That's all it is. The agency has long faced an act. Based calls to act on menthols, which are disproportionately used by youth and people of color in the low-income communities. More than eight. What about Black and Milds? Motherfuckers smoke Blacks just like they smoke fucking Newports. I mean, like, yo, you gotta, like, you can't kick the back, you can't kick it out 100%. It's always gonna be something that slips through that's still fucked up. Like, but I do, like, yeah, I applaud the effort. You know what I mean? It's a hell of a fucking effort. Yeah. I mean, the FDA's decision will not ban menthol immediately, but rather kick off the rulemaking process to do so. So yeah, it's gonna be an initiative, then it's gonna be a bill, then it's gonna be a bill. The bill has to get voted in. Then if the bill gets voted in, then it becomes a law. I mean, like, yeah, Schoolhouse Rock, baby. Yeah, Schoolhouse Rock. Oh shit. If the ban is implemented, the FDA said individual users would not be affected. Regulations would apply only to manufacturers, distributors, retailers. Yeah, they're gonna cut it off until it's just gone. I mean, like, it's a hell of a fucking effort. I mean, like, yeah, but oh God. And I'm looking at the fucking, like, yeah, I'm looking at those Newport hundreds. I used to smoke, I stopped smoking. Being that's probably one of the best decisions I ever made. I mean, like, yeah, and like, yo, like, but fuck it, I understand. Like, yo, sometimes people just want to smoke a cigarette. Shit. Okay, moving on. It's been nice. Like talking to you guys. What's the last story? I didn't even open this shit up. I mean, oh yeah. Yeah. Yo, this shit is wild because it's called the Kraken. You know what I mean? And it was a large, I always called it an octopus, and I'm learning right now. So you can tune out if you want. I mean, I'm learning right now. Always called it a large octopus, but it was a squid. It's surprisingly camera shy. The world's largest known squid. I mean, because the elusive squid has wriggled its way into folklore for thousands of years. Especially the movie, what? The Titans? A deer is a tad smaller than that, capable of growing to about 46 feet. Yo, that shit could fucking take a shark. Yo, a fucking squid at 46 feet can take a fucking full grown, and I'm not reading this off of nothing. A fully grown squid of 46 feet can take a full grown great white shark and fucking eat that shit. Scary. Yo, we still don't know what's down in the fucking ocean, bro. We know more about space than we know about the fucking ocean. And that's fucking scary, man. Yo, 46 feet, yo. That shit could take a fucking shark. A full grown great white shark. And fucking just eat that shit and wrap it up and eat it. You know what I mean? Like, yo, but despite their size, these cephalids are almost never seen in the water. No. Because they know you're fucking like, yo, it's like, oh God, I hate this fucking conversation. Damn. I mean, like, oh, I hate this. Most observations of the behemoths come from dead or dying squids that wash up on shores. Oh, they're being dead. Yeah, and they're ensnared in deep sea trawling nets. Like, what the fuck, man? This is why. Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. If there is a Bigfoot, you will never find them because you fucking people, if they knew that a Bigfoot exists, if they knew where it was, see, things don't live for this long by being easy to find. Know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Things that you think have been extinct for years and you find out that they're not, know what I mean? They learn. Know what I mean? It's because they evolve. Know what I mean? They're still evolving. They've learned to be elusive. They don't live this long by being easy for you motherfuckers with your nets and harpoons, or if you're Bigfoot, your fucking rifles and tranquilizer darts. They know that we're not gonna survive if it's easy for these fucking people to fucking find us. So they just don't get found. Know what I mean? Like they learn how to stay away from you fuckers. Stay away from the top of the water, man. Like, God damn it. Know what I mean? And I don't know if there's a Bigfoot. I really don't know. But if there was, that's how he would be thinking. Or she. Or they. Yeah, they. Nosotras. Nosotras. Ustedes. Yeah. Finally. So, with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. Damn. 2,000 feet below the sea of South Japan. Damn. So, that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. I love you guys. If you fucks with the show, reach out. Reach out. At Rise and Shine, RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah. One shot, baby. Hour and 21 minutes. I'm telling you, man, don't get me drunk in this motherfucker. I might shoot it up too. But I'm gonna get off this motherfucker. Find me on Facebook, Avery Johnson, or Instagram at Taco Meat. So, TACOMEAT. Until next time, I love you guys. Peace.